Good morning and welcome to day number 62 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here with us today. Today you're going to be reading from Judges chapters 12 through 16, Psalm 62, and Proverb 31. If you haven't noticed by now that there is a daily psalm and proverb given for each of these days in the Bible in a Year reading plan, because it's always good to soak yourselves in God's worship book, which is Psalms, and also the wisdom that we find in Proverbs. So I hope that you're enjoying that. And note that today it's Proverb 31, so the clock's going to roll over, and you're going to start back with Proverb number 1 again tomorrow. So by the end of this year, you should be very well soaked in the Proverbs and Psalms. Well, today you'll see the Samson unit in the book of Judges, and we'll be focusing on that quite a bit. I will read chapter 13, but be sure to read the rest of those chapters on Samson so that you can get the full understanding of who Samson is and how God used Samson in the book of Judges. I'll be reading from the World English Bible, but you can use whatever translation you have on hand or find most comfortable. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump right into God's Word together. Judges chapter 13. The children of Israel did that which was evil in Yahweh's sight, and Yahweh delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. There was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and childless. Yahweh's angel appeared to the woman and said, "See now, you are barren and childless, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be aware, and drink no wine or strong drink, and don't eat any unclean things, for behold, you shall conceive and give birth to a son. No razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. He shall begin to save Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came to me, and his face was like the face of an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he was from, neither did he tell me his name. But he said to me, 'Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and now drink no wine nor strong drink. Don't eat any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.' Then Manoah entreated Yahweh and said, 'O Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come again to us and teach us what we should do to the child who shall be born.' God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah, her husband, wasn't with her. The woman hurried and ran and told her husband, saying, 'Behold, the man who came to me that day has appeared to me.' Manoah arose and followed his wife and came to the man and said to him, 'Are you the man who spoke to my wife?' He said, 'I am.' Manoah said, 'Now let your words happen. What shall the child's way of life be and mission be?' Yahweh's angel said to Manoah, 'Of all that I said to the woman, let her be aware. She may not eat anything that comes from the vine, neither let her drink wine nor strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. Let her observe all that I commanded her.' Manoah said to Yahweh's angel, 'Please, stay with us, that we may make a young goat ready for you.' Yahweh's angel said to Manoah, 'Though you detain me, I won't eat your bread. If you will prepare a burnt offering, you must offer it to Yahweh.' For Manoah didn't know that he was Yahweh's angel. Manoah said to Yahweh's angel, 'What is your name? That when your words happen, we may honor you.' Yahweh's angel said to him, 'Why do you ask about my name, since it is incomprehensible?' So Manoah took the young goat with the meal offering and offered it on the rock to Yahweh. Then the angel did an amazing thing as Manoah and his wife watched. For when the flame went up toward the sky off the altar, Yahweh's angel ascended in the flame of the altar. Manoah and his wife watched, and they fell on their faces to the ground. But Yahweh's angel didn't appear to Manoah or to his wife anymore. Then Manoah knew that he was Yahweh's angel. Manoah said to his wife, 'We shall surely die because we have seen God.' But his wife said to him, 'If Yahweh were pleased to kill us, he wouldn't have received a burnt offering and a meal offering at our hand, and he wouldn't have shown us these things, nor would he have told us such things as these at this time. The woman bore a son and named him Samson. The child grew, and Yahweh blessed him. Yahweh's spirit began to move him in the Mahanah Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for this day. We pray that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these words, open our hearts and our minds that we might receive them, and implant your truth within us so that we might glorify you in the way that we live. It's in your name we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. The Samson narrative spans four chapters in the book of Judges from 13 through 16. And you might have noticed that there are some words here in chapter 13 that might remind you of other places, especially when it comes to the announcement or the annunciation of the birth of someone. You might recall in Genesis 18, 1 through 15, the announcement that the angel made to Abraham and Sarah that they are going to have a son, Isaac. You might also recall from the New Testament with the announcement of the son of Elizabeth and Zechariah, that is John the Baptist, and also Mary and Joseph, whose son was Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. This information about Samson is unique because none of the other judges had a backstory, so to speak. And we received this information to see a contrast between who Samson was supposed to be and how he actually lived. In verse 7, we hear that Samson will be a Nazirite. If you want to hear more about that Nazirite vow, you can read Numbers 6, 1 through 21. Go back a little bit to where we once were, and you'll learn about this Nazirite vow. But essentially, it is someone who is to be set apart or holy for the glory of God. In doing this, this is why they could neither eat or drink anything from the vine, that is, the juice, the wine, strong drink, even the seeds or skin of the grape. Also their hair, this is a mark of their vow, their hair shall not be cut throughout this vow. And they had to do other things like stay away from dead people and so on. At the end of the vow, they can shave their head outside of the tent of meeting and provide a proper offering to God. You'll notice as you read through the rest of the chapters that Samson violated these things. He slept with prostitutes, he drank and partied, he touched dead things. If you look at the lion whom he slayed and then ate the honey from the lion, he's just a mess. But we see that even in the midst of all of this, that God could use this broken person. Perhaps the most famous aspect of this story of Samson occurs in the last chapter, chapter 16, where we meet Samson and Delilah. It's this story where Delilah and the Philistines are trying to figure out Samson's strength so that he could be overcome. Delilah was a Philistine, and she was being paid probably handsomely to reveal this secret to the Philistines so that they could finally conquer this strong, this ungodly strong man. So we see several attempts of Delilah to get the secret from Samson. And Samson gives some false narratives, and she tries those things like tying him with certain ropes and braiding his hair, and to no avail. So when the Philistines tried to jump Samson, guess what? Samson woke up and took care of business because those things were not the secret to his strength. Finally, around verse 15, we see that Delilah kept prodding Samson day after day, and it says until he was sick to death of it. So she finally wore him down. And starting at verse 17, he revealed the secret. No razor has ever been used on my head because I have been a Nazirite dedicated to God from my mother's womb. So Delilah reveals the secret to the Philistines, and they are finally able to overcome Samson, and they lead him away. They gouge out his eyes. They bring him to the temple of their people, Dagon, and they have fun with him. They try to make him entertain the crowds, so on and so forth. And we get a little side note that the hair began to grow back on Samson. Finally, Samson makes this plea to God, "Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more." And God hears Samson's voice and stirs him up with his spirit once more. And Samson, who was placed in between these two columns, brings them together with his brute strength, and the whole temple collapses and kills the Philistines, including Samson himself. Here, getting the ultimate victory over the people. Here we see that Samson's strength was truly dependent on his faith in God. It wasn't even the hair. Even though that the hair started growing back, it wasn't the hair that gave Samson his strength. It was God's presence with him that gave Samson the strength he needed to overcome these enemies. And that's good news for us, especially because we often don't have the strength we need to tackle the big problems and circumstances in life. A lot of times when we think we can do it ourselves, we become overwhelmed and drained quickly. We really, truly need to lean into God's strength and God's presence so that we might persevere over all things. So if that's you today and you're struggling and you feel like you are completely drained, you have no more strength within you, I encourage you to seek God, continue to seek God in His Word, pray to God so that you might receive the grace and the strength you need to keep taking the next step. And so that ultimately God will help you through whatever it is that you're going through, and that you might come out stronger on the other side because of it. Keep your heads high, keep praising God and seeking God, and you will persevere. That is my prayer for you today. I appreciate you all being here. I hope that you enjoyed the story of Samson as you read through this portion of the scripture. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. But until then, God bless.